It's a cold, wet Thursday night in Belfast. The city centre is packed with shoppers getting ready for Christmas. Here, on Great Victoria Street, a small but determined-looking group of protesters from Precious Life are braving the weather to protest outside the new Murray Stopes Clinic. It opened 2 months ago. I want to find out why they're still here. Here's veteran anti-abortion campaigner Bernie Smith.
Well, we'd be protesting here until the clinic closes. Our efforts here are to ensure that Murray Stopes doesn't perform any illegal abortions here. So we're here to ensure that the law is upheld in Northern Ireland and unborn children are protected. It's important that we're here to ensure that Murray Stopes doesn't destroy or murder any unborn children.
The Family Planning Association advises women on their sexual health. They sometimes refer women to Murray Stopes.
Doors closing.
I went to their offices, which are picketed daily by Precious Life. They deny Bernie Smith's claim.
Grace Carey, Advocacy Officer, FPA. Murray Stopes have to operate within the current legal framework, so there's absolutely no way that Murray Stopes will be engaging in any unlawful activity.
There's a picket outside this building at the moment. What kind of effect does that have on women here coming to you for advice and guidance on their pregnancy?
Some women are left very distressed whenever they enter our building. Sometimes the protesters do stand and they don't say anything to any women coming through our office, but sometimes they try to hand them leaflets. And sometimes they also shout after them in the street and call them murderers, which leaves a lot of women and their partners and their families that come in with women very distressed.
However, Precious Life argue that they do have the best interests of women at heart.
Bernadette Smith. Yes, if those women are vulnerable, they'd be more vulnerable if they go through Murray Stopes, because Murray Stopes doesn't care about vulnerable women. Murray Stopes makes women very vulnerable after they've had the abortion. And women in Northern Ireland who have abortions in Murray Stopes clinics, clinics in the UK, they don't go back to Murray Stopes for aftercare. They go back to pro-life organisations like Precious Life, who are there to support those women after they've had abortions. And many of those women would say, if I had had the support before I made that decision, I wouldn't have had the abortion.
Groups like the FPA and doctors' organisations have called for clearer guidelines from the Department of Health on abortion. But this process has been slowed down by appeals from the pro-life lobby and subsequent judicial reviews. The result is an uncertain environment for doctors and patients. I spoke to a woman who travelled to England for an abortion 5 years ago after an unwanted pregnancy. She didn't want her voice to be used to protect her identity, so her words have been spoken by an actor.
I went to my GP and he told me he couldn't advise me where to go for termination because it's illegal in Northern Ireland. I went to the Family Planning Association, who gave me the information I needed. Then I had to travel to England to have the abortion. It cost over £600 and I had to lie to family and borrow money from friends. I couldn't tell my family what I was doing. I felt like a criminal.
The woman told me that her experience in the healthcare system has been a nightmare.
When I had to go to my doctor a few months later, he realised I'd had a termination and asked me to register with another practice. The whole thing was terrifying. I felt like I had nobody to turn to. The system is a mess. Actually, there is no system.
I asked Grace Carey if the legislation is clear enough.
Not in its current format, no. Health professionals in Northern Ireland are currently operating under a legal vacuum. This is mainly because the guidance on termination of pregnancy is still not being published. The guidance document provides clear pathways for women and also for health professionals.
Yesterday, the Irish government announced plans to clarify legislation on abortion. Pressure will continue to grow on politicians in Stormont to introduce clear guidelines in Northern Ireland.